Heidi and Frank Show. 1-800-955-5567 is the number. I don't want to wait any longer for this. Let's get Barb Haley in here. She is one of the stars of the movie Pain and Gain with Mark Wahlberg and Dwayne Johnson.
Holy
she came to play. My God, she thought this was television.
Hi, Bar.
She's like,
hello.
This is just radio, and I dressed all my red dress and look all pretty.
She's on camera.
I know, we are on camera. This is radio worth watching, after all. You got to go to HeidiandFrank.com, become a premium member. Thank you so much for stopping in.
Thank you for having me.
It's the big promotion, the big release of the DVD, Pain and Gain. I didn't know that was based on a true story.
You didn't? Well, it was. It's a true story. It happened in 1990s Miami. And it's a story about a group of bodybuilders who decide they want it all. And they want to get rich fast, but they don't have the tools to actually get there by hard work. So they decide to take it. But things don't go as well as they planned.
They never do in those kind of movies.
Tum-tum. But it is a true story.
That's great. That is awesome. And you are in the movie as well, alongside Mark Wahlberg and Dwayne Johnson. Now, Dwayne actually works out at my gym.
Ooh.
I saw him when I was signing up. I haven't been back since.
I can understand that.
He, as far as like a guy goes, when you see him in person, he is just like the perfect skin on that guy. He's a magnificent beast, isn't he?
I see that you are a lot more infatuated with him than...
when I watch him on the stair climber, I'm like, damn it, look at those glutes.
He did, Bar. He came in and he was like, oh my God, Dwayne The Rock Johnson was at my gym. And he's like, I gotta say...
If I have a man crush, it's probably on The Rock.
He's like, his skin is flawless. It's like amazing.
And that is a very interesting point you put out. Never noticed his skin.
Really? You never did? How could you not?
Listen, Bar Paley's around beautiful people all the time, I'm sure.
Are you used to being around beautiful people, or are you always the hottest person in the room?
Hello, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, this is radio. I mean, I'm the hottest person since I walked in the building.
Well, you're definitely the hottest person in this room. There's no doubt about it.
To catch you up on the conversations we've been having today, let's get your opinion on this. Circumcised or uncircumcised?
Whoa. Circumcised.
Circumcised?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're originally from Russia, and then you moved to Israel, and so and obviously all the guys over there are circumcised. When you come over here, so you've had most experience with that, or what?
That is way too early in the morning to be
It's too early in the morning? Circumcision.
I've never, put my mind to that subject.
Before 10 o'clock.
Exactly.
But you said circumcised. Good answer. Let's see here. What else have we been talking about? The craziest thing you've ever put in your mouth, as far as like food, like wild food.
Mine was squirrel. When I was a kid, we grew up in Indiana, and you ate whatever you found. And my dad made like squirrel tenders, so they're like chicken tenders. And I was sitting there, he would always
does
make.
Does it taste like chicken?
Well, no, it's like it's
like squirrel.
It's an odd taste. It's hard
really
to explain.
Bad.
It's like an odd taste. Like you know that it's not chicken, but you couldn't put your finger on what it was. And my dad was notorious for he would make it. And then we would eat it, but he wouldn't tell us what. And so I'd be sitting there at the table eating, and he's like, you like that? I go, yeah. And they all be laughing and snickering, and then I would find out that it's
squirrel.
It's mean.
The strangest thing you've ever eaten.
I was in Japan, and I ate fried jellyfish.
Fried jellyfish?
Would you go back again and eat it again? Or no?
You know what? Anything fried just tastes fried, so yeah, true. Sure, I'll do it.
Maybe they'll do it at the LA Fair this time. Deep fried jellyfish on sticks.
That's really the
covered
thing.
Covered in bacon and chocolate.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I'm in love.
Yeah. That's the thing. I mean, you've traveled a lot. I have not traveled a lot. I've been to Canada. I've been to Mexico, so that's really not traveling at all. But with you traveling all the time, don't you feel, that's what scares me about traveling, don't you feel a pressure to, because if I come to your house and there are certain rules, I'm going to follow those rules because I'm in your house. The when in Rome kind of thing.
Right.
That's what scares me about traveling is that I don't know that in Japan, I could sit and eat certain things, but then I feel like I'm being really rude right now by saying, have you ever said no to something?
No, because, yeah, like you said, you do feel this kind of pressure of,
right.
Okay, I'll try it, I'll be polite, I'll
I'm
play
here.
Along.
Yeah, but like watching these people, I think it was either in China or Japan where they ate, like to prove you're macho or whatever, these young guys would take live octopus. They're living, and they wrap them like little baby ones, and they wrap them around their chopsticks, and you watch them like.
But I think it can kill you because it's trying to climb back out.
Right, it can choke you to death. So if you get it down, it's like everybody in the restaurant goes great. You're like, oh my God, you're macho if you eat that.
What happens if the octopus wins?
That you die.
Well, you're a giant pussy.
Why did that make me laugh? Why?
Right. You're sick, Bar. You're sick.
I am.
Is there a word it's not a dirty word, but. You hear it and you kind of giggle because it sounds kind of dirty. Is there a word that comes to mind for you?
basic. Ooh, there's so many words that make me giggle.
But they're
in
not
English.
Dirty words. Yeah, they're not dirty words. They just kind of have. They sound dirty, but aren't.
Circumcision.
Circumcision. Some of the ones we had earlier were. Let's see.
See, it made everybody giggle.
Thick. The word thick. It's not thick. Not a dirty word, but it kind of.
Your mind automatically goes to certain places.
I don't know where your mind goes.
Kumquat.
Mine didn't. What does that mean?
It's a fruit. Kumquat.
I never had that.
Never had one? It's like a little orange, like a. Never mind.
Yeah.
I guess it's not that exciting. Never mind.
Coccyx. It's your tailbone.
That's what it's called.
Yeah, yeah. The very tip of your
tail. That is a little funny.
Yeah. A little coccyx.
I'll admit it.
Yeah.
Also on the agenda, what else we talk about? Oh, this food that you've discovered is actually good together. Like there's disgusting food combinations if we look at it on the outside. But to you, it's like, oh, I always put pepper on my chocolate ice cream. Is there some weird food combination that you, recipe that you do at home? Little snack?
That your friends are like, Bar, what are you crazy putting those two things together?
No, not really. I don't even like Chinese food because I don't think like sweet and sour should go together.
Oh, now that's where you lost and, us.
Yeah, so I'm really traditional in my taste buds, I would say.
Do you cook at home?
No.
No, you don't cook.
She's gone too much, too. You travel all the time, right? You're gone all the time.
Yeah, that's my excuse. I'm gone all the time.
She's
busy working and promoting all the stuff. Pain and Gain is on DVD today. I think it's also on demand today. So
yeah,
if you don't
Blu-ray.
On Blu-ray as well. Now, you got some big promotion going on Sunset Boulevard.
This is cool.
Where you have live bodybuilders up on an actual billboard today.
Yeah, I was there yesterday. They were doing it yesterday and today. And it's pretty exciting, I must say.
It's happening. I guess it's happening.
Are they up there
right
working
now.
Out? Or are they up there just like.
No, they're working out. They're doing poses. And yeah, there's
so
some
if you're
good
on,
looking guys
what,
there.
On Sunset, at the corner of Sherbourne and Sunset from 8 to 10 this morning. So it's going on right now.
That's not special effects. Those are actually human beings up there working out on that billboard.
Now, the other day, I think it was yesterday, we were doing like little weird tricks, and I was able to get both of my legs behind my head. And then, I know.
Then I saw, that is, wow.
I'm a fun time, Bar, you have no idea. But I saw that on one of your Twitter pictures, there was a picture of you, and your legs were like,
I can do that.
Red, and I was like, what is she, how is she doing that now? So you're super like bendy.
You can put your legs behind
she
your
can,
head. She can double.
I can tie my legs around three, four times.
She can braid her legs together.
That's a talent.
When I saw your Twitter picture, I was like, I can. And then I'm like, no, maybe I can't. I can't.
Is this something
that
you could do always? Like as a kid, you were over there just twisting yourself up.
Yep. You were sitting that way, not even realizing it, and your friends were like, "How do you?
What
do
is
that?
Wrong
what
with
is
her?
Happening?" She's like, "Bendy."
I can imagine. I mean, I'm the father of a 16-year-old daughter, and when you moved to the States when you were 21 years old, I can't imagine my daughter leaving the country and moving to go do something at 21 years old. That I don't know if I could even. Without dying of a heart attack or just constant worry. I mean,
mom and dad just cry as you were saying goodbye.
No, you know what? They kind of always were supportive, and they, you know, I'm sure they were not the
but
happiest.
But at 21 years old, you're going to America.
But look, I also was modeling at that time, so I was already for about 2 years traveling everywhere for work and, you know, staying away for months.
Oh, you started modeling at 17. Did you get discovered on the streets? Like the models? You had...
Yeah, I was walking my dog and they
oh
just...
my God.
Really?
That yep. does happen?
That does happen.
You know you're hot when you're picking up dog poop. And they're like, you know what? You need to be in magazines.
You're like, yeah, I can sell this.
Right.
I'll buy it.
I'll take it. I don't know what it is, but I want it. I want two. Just... Or maybe even three. I don't care. What do they cost? Doesn't matter. That's funny.
Oh, I don't need the bag. Just put it in my hand. Just throw it in my hand.
Did you think, going back to that moment when, you know, you're walking your dog, is it some guy? Because you always see that, like, creepy, like, hey, have you ever thought of modeling? And you're like,
I got a camera in the car.
Right. You're like, I'll take your card. Thanks. I'm never calling you. But did you have that feeling or did it feel legit in the moment?
It was a little weird because, you know, I was like 17, this older guy comes up to you exactly the way you played it up.
Right.
It was a little weird, but I gave him my parents' home number and then he kept on calling them and he had a meeting with them. And
and your mom and dad went, okay, we're going to research this guy a little bit and he's legit. I can't even imagine.
I know you're working on some new stuff, some new films coming out. When are those supposed to be released? Next summer? What films are you working on?
I shot a film named Nonstop with Liam Neeson and Julianne Moore.
Oh, no big deal.
Oh, just those two.
Just, you know, just threw it out there.
Too bad they're not bigger stars you're working with. My God. What's that movie about?
It's a thriller. It's called Nonstop, and it's, you know, there's a bomb on a plane, and it's up to Liam to save us all.
Okay, so who do you play? Are you his?
I am
daughter, girlfriend, lover.
No, I am one of the passengers on the plane, and okay. one of the red herrings in a way. Like, am I the bad guy or am I not? Tum tum.
Oh. All right, we got to watch this movie. Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in. Whenever you're in town, stop in and see us. I know you live in New York, work in New York, but if you're ever in L.A., stop in and hang out with us again, okay? And everyone go out and pick up the DVD, Pain and Gain. It's released today on DVD.
True story.
Yeah, it's on Blu-ray, and it's also on demand as well. And if you want to see some bodybuilders working out on Sunset on a billboard, it is always something to see when they put people on billboards down there. I remember Ryan, you know Ryan Seacrest, right?
Yeah.
We used to work at the same radio station, and he lost a bet to me once, and I made him dance in a leopard thong up on the billboard. This is before he became Ryan Seacrest. Yeah. This is when we were both just in radio, kind of starting out, and he lost a bet and had to dance. And there's video of that someplace, but I think Ryan's so powerful now that he had all that destroyed.
He had to have loved every minute of it.
Anybody listening within earshot of this station, if you have that footage, I need it.
Yeah.
I love Ryan. He's a good guy. But thank you so much, Barb, for coming in. Barb Paley, check her out on Google. Follow her on Twitter. What is your Twitter account?
Barb Paley.
I guess that wasn't taken by somebody else.
Well, you're lucky because a lot of people have to go the Barb Paley or underscore.
Is Bar short for something?
It's a Hebrew name. It means a boy, one of the meanings, like bar mitzvah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And the other meaning is something wild and undomesticated.
I was going to say, you're definitely not a boy. So it means wild.
And maybe that's what my parents were hoping for.
I didn't see her as a Barbara either. Like,
Barb.
Old Barb's here. I don't see her as a Barb. But a bar, definitely. Thank you so much. We're going to take a break and come right back. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.